One Utah mom with three children is grateful for assistance from the Utah Diaper Distribution Demonstration Project. Taylor Graff says the program has helped her family tremendously, and the $100 they're able to save on diapers goes to groceries or paying for a sitter, as Graff is also currently in school. On top of the financial help, the program provides what she calls sensitive diapers for infants with delicate skin. Graff wants other Utah families to know help is out there and can make a big difference.
We all have to work together, and we have to get creative with our finances so we can afford the things that we need and so we can save and have like an emergency fund.
The Community Action Partnership of Utah says the Diaper Project isn't only about giving out diapers, but looking at diaper needs as part of a whole family approach. A coalition of Utah community action agencies and diaper banks invite households with incomes at or below 200% of the federal poverty level to apply for assistance, which they can do at local community action agencies and partners. Gesseri Marty is a case manager with the Five County Association of Governments. She says as the cost of living increases, families are making tough decisions. A shortage of diapers can put many in a difficult spot and may indicate that they're also struggling in other areas.
Just every family's needs are so different, and so it does show there might be something else that they might need help with, maybe better insurance, or it could be they need to find a more affordable place to live, which that itself is really hard.
Marty says while they may not be able to offer help to everyone, as case managers, they'll take the time to assess a family's situation and put them in touch with any resources and services they may qualify for. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.